Hello, folks. Welcome to the English program. Yes, me, Steve, here, bringing you this program, and I have some rather interesting news here. According to our History of Britain statistics, last month, June, we got over 87,000 downloads for our podcast on iTunes, historyofbritain.mevio.com. 87,000 downloads. Thank you. Now, we move on. Time to take a look what's going on at the Beeb. On TBeeb, of course. And we have here the press office page of the BBC, which, of course, you can rely on to be the most up-to-date thing possible related to BBC things. Tonight, 18th of July, you've got EastEnders, yes. It says here, Janine decides to throw a party in R&R, whatever that is, to show off, but Pat has some news that will wipe the smile off of her face. Tanya doesn't feel well and starts to worry that Greg's dream of starting a family may have come true. Elsewhere, after passing her theory test, Lauren gets drunk and ends up making a pass at Ryan. My goodness, it's full of life, this EastEnders thing. I don't actually watch it, but I'm so tempted. One of these days, I'm going to watch it. Believe me. At 9 p.m. on BBC One, you've got New Tricks, episode 3 of 10. The episode's called Lost in Translation. The UCOS, or UCOS, or UCOS, whatever, team are drawn into a world of immigration loopholes, Albanian gangs, family feuds, when they reinvestigate the death of an unidentified male discovered on farmland in 1996. So check that out. That's New Tricks Lost in Translation. That's on tonight at 9 p.m. on BBC One. There's also the British Masters on BBC Four. Art historian James Fox continues at 9 p.m. on BBC Four to argue that British painting from 1910 to 1975 was an extraordinary flowering of genius in this major recalibration of 20th century British painting. So look out for that. Sounds rather interesting, doesn't it? Quite like the sound of that. And on CBeebies, well, you've missed it now, but 10:15 was Baby Jake. Missed that one, so never mind. Rastamouse, 4:40 on CBeebies. Rastamouse and his friends continue in their crime-busting musical adventures. Today, a cheeky little mouse has teefed Aunt Janessa's favourite wig, and Rastamouse comes up with a hair-raising plan to secure its return. That's in Rastamouse, 4:40 on CBeebies. That's your lot for today's look at what's going on at the Beeb. Quite a few things, actually, for 18th of July 2011. Why don't we take a quick look, see what's going on tomorrow on the 19th of July. A quick check. You know, a few things there. EastEnders, Holby City, Imagine, Harry Nilsson, The Missing Beatle, Restoration Home, Angry Boys, Horrible Histories, and The Horrible Histories Gory Games. We shall be taking a look at all of those things on tomorrow's English programme here on Audio Boo. The Beatle thing looks interesting. Paired with the New York Years, the episode was on last week, of Imagine shows Alan Yentob introducing a documentary, Harry Nilsson, The Missing Beatle, a film that tells the story of the riotous life and music of Harry Nilsson, a friend and hero of Lennon's. He was one of the most successful, influential, but least known songwriters of his generation. He's remembered as much for his wild lifestyle as for his outstanding performance of Everybody's Talking. It's from the movie Midnight Cowboy. Haven't seen that film. I don't think I want to either. So there we go. Right, we shall take a look at all those things there. Eastie, Holby, Imagine, Restoration E, Angry E, Horrible Histories E, and the Gory E Games thing. This is the English programme. Your comments can be sent to Steve's radio show at hotmail.com. If you are super fab, hip and trendy, drop a thingy on our Twitter, twitter.com/English Radio.